You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, or around here, happy Dan Patrick's Day. Come on in, stay a while. The boys are here, ready to go. You can be part of the program a variety of ways. You can dial us up, you can email, tweet, you can watch, you can listen, you can do all the above. And you can be in the Celebrity Bracket Challenge. Go to danpatrick.com, subscribe to our newsletter. Doesn't cost you anything. All you have to do is put in your email, and it comes out daily at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific. There is a link there for you to submit your bracket, and you can be part of the Celebrity Bracket Challenge. Plus, DP Show Store, bunch of new shirts available. If you're watching on Peacock, you can see the Happy Dan Patrick's Day t-shirt that I have on. Seton has one on. Paulie has a Dan Patrick Show t-shirt on today. We're moving merchandise today. I think that's what we're trying to do.
Hot.
Moving merchandise Wednesday here on the Dan Patrick Show. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com. By the way, we got the bagpipes coming in a little bit later on here. If you're watching on Peacock today, it's the New Haven County Emerald Society Pipes and Drums. All of them will be here at the Man Cave coming up in a little bit. This program is brought to you by the great folks at Built Bar. Every bite, you'll go, wait, this is a protein bar, low calorie, low carb, high in protein, tastes better than a candy bar. Go to BuiltBar.com, promo code DP20, 20% off your first order. The Chicago Bears came into free agency with high hopes at quarterback. After all, they were on Russell Wilson's wish list of preferred teams. And fans thought, okay, let's make a run. And we could also make a run at Deshaun Watson. So then yesterday, late afternoon, the team signed Andy Dalton, and fans cannot be happy. I liken this to, let's say you're 16 years of age. You want a car. You told your parents you want a car. They're going to get you a car. And then all of a sudden, you see a brochure for a Porsche. And you're thinking, I'm getting a Porsche. Or let's say it's a Mercedes or a Corvette. You just see things that it looks like I might be getting that. And then all of a sudden, after a month, you come downstairs and your parents go, we're going to blindfold you and take you outside. We have a surprise for you. And then you go outside and there it is. It's a Honda Civic. You got me a sensible sedan? Yes, we couldn't get you Russell Wilson. We got you Andy Dalton. Gets great mileage here. Wait a minute. I thought I was getting a sensible sedan. We tried. We couldn't afford to get you, the luxury sedan here. Dalton seems to be more in line with the quarterback Chicago had last season. Well, usually every season. Mitchell Trubisky and Nick Foles. And the Bears have proven they can make the playoffs. And they can make the playoffs with pretty much anybody under center. They've done that. They've done it with Kyle Orton. They've done it with Jim Miller. A combo platter last year of Trubisky and Foles. They got to the Super Bowl with Rex Grossman. But this ain't 1985 anymore. You need outstanding quarterback play to win a championship. It's one thing to make the playoffs. It's another thing to be dangerous in the playoffs. Andy Dalton feels pretty much like status quo. They never seem to get it right when it comes to quarterbacks in Chicago. Coming up, we'll talk to Tom Waddle, a great radio host, former NFL wide receiver for the Bears. But Tom Waddle will join us. We'll take the temperature of the city of Chicago. You know, I was thinking about this. If I'm a Bears fan, I'd rather have not gone through this that Russell Wilson was considering us. I'd rather that I didn't know that to then have this. Because if you're a Bears fan, you realize chances are nobody wants the quarterback you have. You get quarterbacks that nobody else wants. But you had this short window there that Russell Wilson was actually interested in coming to the Bears. For whatever reason, he was going to come to the Bears if they were willing to trade him. Now, Seattle has finally come out and said that to the Bears, we're not trading him. We're not trading him yet. I don't know if Chicago still thinks they could do something here. It's a one-year deal with Andy Dalton. Does Russell Wilson need to expand his wish list here? I didn't like the list to begin with. First of all, Dallas wasn't doing anything with Dak. The Saints, they have Jameis Winston, Taysom Hill. And I don't know if they had enough to even make a run at Russell Wilson. The Raiders like their quarterback. It's just John Gruden never loves his quarterback. And I thought maybe the Raiders would be the way to go. But I look at Chicago and I go, okay, do I have good wide receivers? Do I have a good offensive line? Do I have a proven coach? Like, what do I have here where I go, yeah, that's where he wants to go? Okay, maybe he wanted to go there, but he's not in control of this right now. You know, it's up to the Seahawks with what they think they could get. I thought it was wishful reporting or wishful fandom with the Bears because they went all in. And I don't know what the offer is. I'd love to know what the offer is. I don't know if we will find out what the offer was by the Bears. But I was told, and I told you, this was probably 3 weeks ago, that Seattle was receiving calls. They weren't returning calls. And I was told out of spite, they were not engaging with the teams that Russell Wilson wanted to go to. They were not going to. They talked to other teams. I was told the Jets and Dolphins made offers, but they were not returning calls with the teams that Russ put on his list. I don't know where we stand with Seattle right now. It's, you know, go to your neutral corners and let's see if we can coexist here. Once the season starts, once the games start, then maybe it's a little bit different there. And it comes down to egos. Russ wants to be in the room. Pete Carroll doesn't want Russ in the room, apparently. Why don't you just play quarterback, just play football, we'll take care of everything else. Now, that's the way it used to be. But now you have this quarterback empowerment. You got no trade clauses. And they're starting to move up the food chain here that they want to be involved in, not what are we cooking, but I want to cook as well. I want to be in the kitchen. Everybody sees what LeBron did. I mean, this wasn't Tom Brady. This is LeBron. The NBA guys are able to dictate what they want to do, where they want to go. Look at James Harden. He created the mess in Houston and then said, this isn't fixable. I want out. Okay. Deshaun Watson is watching what's going on in Houston with James Harden and probably goes, I don't want to be here either. And I don't know what happens with Deshaun Watson. Like, that's still a mystery. And then they signed Tyrod Taylor. Tyrod Taylor going to start for him? Is this insurance if Deshaun Watson says, I'm going to sit out this season? Then there's been very little information. And I don't have a source on Deshaun Watson. If I have something, I always tell you. If I have a connection with somebody or somebody knows somebody, I don't have that with Deshaun Watson. And if anything, I tell you, it's just guessing. But there was a report that came out that maybe he's interested in Denver and San Francisco. And it goes back to what I've said about San Francisco. It feels like San Francisco, of course, they love Jimmy Garoppolo. He's our quarterback. Okay, for now. They should always end the sentence with, Jimmy Garoppolo's our quarterback. And then you can put in parentheses, for now, because that's what it is. It's for now. Can you get Deshaun Watson? Can you get Sam Darnold? Do you want those quarterbacks? What's it going to take to give up? You got to give up an awful lot to get these quarterbacks. Chicago would have to give up an awful lot to get Russell Wilson. And he might get there and go, hey, I'm involved in the offense here, but I don't like my offense. San Francisco is going to reload. They're going to get everybody healthy. They just re-signed Trent Williams. They're going to be a force. I don't know if it's with Garoppolo or somebody else. What the Jets do in the draft. And this is why when you look at these mock drafts, the quarterbacks are going to be off the board. All of these quarterbacks are going to be off the board through the first 10 picks. They're all moving up. And the reason is everybody looks at this and says, I got a five-year window to build or rebuild. And that's why you're going to see these quarterbacks go. You're going to take a chance on a quarterback. Trey Lance, who knows? Zach Wilson, who knows? I mean, Trevor Lawrence, who knows? But I get that rookie contract at that position and it allows me to build. I'm able to build. I can build both sides of the ball. And that's why these teams, and you're going to have at least one team surprise you, from what I'm told, during the draft, moving up to try to get a quarterback. Because, you know, we had Sean Payton on yesterday, and Sean Payton was very open in what the Saints were, they're thinking. You know what? We got Lattimore there. We can take him. Worst case scenario, we get Lattimore. Wonderful defensive back. We got to worry about nine. Like, if we can get past that, then we know we could take Mahomes. And worst case scenario, we get Lattimore. And then Sean said, when I realized the Chiefs were moving up, I realized that Andy Reid was taking Patrick Mahomes. That's what happens. It happens so quickly, and there's nothing you can do. And you just wait. And there's that team. Like, the Bengals could be that team this year where somebody goes, you guys want to move down a little bit? We'd like to move up. And that'd be a team that I would keep an eye on. Somebody moving up, because everybody wants to get their quarterback. If it's not Deshaun Watson, like, I would rather move up and try to get a quarterback. As much as Watson and Russell Wilson are proven commodities, what am I giving up to get them? And if I can get Zach Wilson, I don't have to give up anything? And I truly believe he's a franchise quarterback? Of course I'd do that. I don't want Russell Wilson at this price. Deshaun Watson, I would, if I'm Denver, because they can't find a quarterback. As great as Elway is, he can't find a quarterback. They're not sold on Drew Lock. San Francisco, what do you give up? But if I have Deshaun Watson with that offense, with Kyle Shanahan, then it would be worth it. But I don't know what I have to give up. So that's why here we are. We've had 3 weeks of content with Russell Wilson and the Bears, but we have nothing to show for it but Andy Dalton. I can't imagine St. Paddy's Day in Chicago. It's either going to be really good from the standpoint of let's just keep drinking, or really bad because let's just keep drinking. Maybe that doesn't really sound like anything different in St. Paddy's Day in Chicago as a Bears fan. Yes, Paulie, Bears fan.
Dan, your analogy with the Mercedes Porsche and getting a Honda Accord was apt. It's very, my expectations got too high for Russell Wilson as a Bears fan. Mm. When I was a little kid, I asked my mother at age 10 for a birthday present. I asked for her for a Walter Payton jersey. I said, if you can't give me a Walter Payton jersey, how about an Earl Campbell jersey or a Billy Sims jersey? Those are three high-end running backs. And I was like, I'll take any of the three.
Sure.
I get there on my birthday. She made me chocolate cake. She gets me a present. I'm very excited. I'm looking forward. I'm a 10-year-old. I love jerseys. Mm. I open it up, and it's green. I was like, huh. It was a Ron Jaworski Eagles jersey, Dan. I have nothing against Ron Jaworski. He was not a all-pro. But I remember being quite disappointed. It was like a real Eagles Ron Jaworski jersey. I still have it. That's what yesterday felt like with Andy Dalton. Andy Dalton's a solid quarterback. He's not a bad quarterback. He's had more 4,000-yard seasons than every Bears quarterback combined. But that's the mood in Chicago.
Yes, McLovin. Andy Dalton apologist.
Yeah, honestly, I don't even want him to go there. Like, no offense, but Chicago does not deserve Andy Dalton. Bum, bum, bum. But what a no-win situation.
Oh, man.
And by the way, Chicago, they can't run the ball. I know everyone thinks that guy is good, but he averages like 4 yards a carry. They have, you know, the receivers are not good. Like,
Montgomery's good.
He's okay. They're 20th in runs per attempt. They run a lot, but they're not. I feel like there's going to be a lot of third and eights for Andy. And I don't know. It just doesn't feel like an offense that ever goes anywhere, just historically.
Rick Pitino will join us in the second hour of the program. Juwan Howard, the Michigan head coach, will join us coming up a little bit later on. What kind of poll question do you have, McLovin?
I have a question for you. Which team is most likely to make another move at quarterback? I guess it could be a poll. I'll list some teams, and you sort of give your hunch. The Patriots with Cam Newton, are they in play for either drafting or signing another guy?
We'll run down the list.
Washington football team.
Yeah.
The Bears.
Yeah.
The Broncos. Now, I don't know whether you put the 49ers, who you mentioned, or the Steelers, like, are they going to bring in another body too? I wonder, or all these teams, is it a silly poll question because all of them could make another move?
Well, I've said from the beginning, I didn't think Deshaun Watson was traded, not because he didn't want out, but I just don't think the Texans are going to go, you know, let's get rid of him. And he's a franchise quarterback under contract there. With Russell Wilson, I thought that after next year, he would be gone from Seattle. I don't know if what you want, can you get that? Can you get a quarterback? This isn't a rebuild in Seattle. This is a reload. And I was told, make sure you keep an eye on what the Seahawks do during free agency. Because if they get some weapons, if they bolster the offensive line, get another running back, then that might be, you know, then you might get a feeling of what Russ said is, you know, working inside the building. I haven't seen Seattle do anything except for maybe flirt with Leonard Fournette, and I don't think that's enough for Russ to go, all righty, now I'm ready. There's some offensive linemen being signed, but not by Seattle, and I think that might be your indicator. You know, maybe they signed somebody, I don't know. But that was something I was told, keep an eye on that. Does Seattle do anything after Russ said this? Look at what Green Bay did with Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, after they lose NFC title game, basically was saying, hey, I don't know if I'm going to be here. Like, he had demands, and his demands were met. He said to Green Bay, I want Aaron Jones back. Like, he wanted them to keep players. Now, he does lose his center, who went to the Chargers, but it felt like the Packers listened to Aaron Rodgers. Seattle was not listening to Russell Wilson. I could see all of these teams look at going up in the draft or exploring the possibility of getting a quarterback here. I'm just not sure what's going to happen with Sam Darnold and the Jets. Like, I still think he is the domino that somebody gets him, that means the Jets are doing this. Or if they keep Sam Darnold, what are the Jets doing? Does somebody want to go up to that number two pick? What are they willing to get? Like, there's all these things that you got to put into play. You know, are the Bears still involved in this? I'll talk to Tom Waddle about that. I would think the Bears would still be in the market for the possibility of trading, or they move up in the draft. I would be, but Denver, absolutely. San Francisco, you know, you want to go another season with Jimmy Garoppolo, see if he can stay healthy? Okay, I get it. But some of these other teams, like, you're irrelevant. You're mired in mediocrity. And that's where at least one team, I'm told, is going to surprise some people trying to get up there. And you got to get up in the top seven, maybe six. I mean, even the Eagles at six might be left out. Like, it's crazy at the top of the draft with these quarterbacks. It really is. Yeah, McClellan.
It actually becomes, when you mention it, the Sam Darnold poll. Which of these teams, like the Steelers, I love it. You've said that's a fit from day one. Why not trade a second-round pick for him?
Yeah. That's what I thought with Sam Darnold. That was your – so Ben's going to play one more year. You bring in Sam Darnold. Ben's not going to be upset like he was when they drafted, you know, Mason Rudolph. And bring in Sam Darnold. No. San Francisco is a possibility there.
Washington?
Yes, Washington as well. Sam Darnold, you know, maybe the Jets don't want him, but it feels like there are a few other teams that would take Sam Darnold, right? He's only 23. That's what people have to remember. Yeah, Paulie.
Going back to the Bears, I think the Bears would have been happier if they had traded a second-round pick for Sam Darnold yesterday instead of Andy Dalton. Nothing against Andy Dalton, but he seems like a retread. Like, we've seen this with the Bears before with Mike Glennon and people like that. And at least Sam Darnold brings somewhat hope. We remember him at USC.
Paulie has a trivia question for me. A QB quiz. I'm going to take a break here. How many NFL teams have quarterbacks on their roster that have combined for a Super Bowl MVP and four Pro Bowl appearances? I'm being set up here. This is a typical Paulie setting me up for something. I know it. You devious little. All right, we'll take a break. We'll check in with the Chicago Bears coming up. Rick Pitino will join us. Jawan Howard will stop by. Phone calls always welcome. We'll settle on a poll question. Let's take a break. Back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. IRS issued an urgent warning about a new scam to steal the electronic filing identification numbers from tax professionals over email. Cyber criminals use this information, then they'll file fraudulent tax returns. Tax professionals should be aware of the latest phishing scams, but individuals should also take steps to help protect themselves. It's important to understand cybercrime, identity theft, and how it affects our lives every single day. That's why there's a great thing that there's LifeLock. LifeLock helps detect a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number for sale on the dark web. If they detect your information has potentially been compromised, they send you an alert. And, you know, LifeLock is quick to mention, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But you can keep what's yours with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection. Join now. Save up to 25% off your first year. 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to LifeLock.com, promo code Patrick. LifeLock.com, promo code Patrick for up to 25% off. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're watching on Peacock, you'll notice that we had the bagpipes here again. New Haven County Emerald Society pipes and drums. So my thanks to those guys. They usually stop by every St. Patrick's Day. I still go back to that time when McLovin wanted to know what was under the kilts. And I said, there's only one way to find out, McLovin. So I made McLovin lie down on the floor at the old man cave. And all the bagpipers came by and they stepped over McLovin, and McLovin realized that there was low-hanging fruit. Yes, McLovin.
So one of the guys said hi to me, and I kind of like didn't recognize him. He's like, oh, maybe if I lifted my kilt, you would recognize me.
All right, Paul, you had this question here. The QB quiz, how many NFL teams have quarterbacks on their roster that have combined for a Super Bowl MVP and four Pro Bowl appearances? The combined word leads me to believe Nick Foles and Andy Dalton, your Chicago Bears.
There are three total teams. The Chicago Bears are one of them, with Nick Foles, one Pro Bowl for Nick Foles, and one Super Bowl MVP. Three Pro Bowls for Andy Dalton. Should have been four, according to McLovin.
Tom Brady.
Correct.
Aaron Rodgers Jr. the third.
Correct. That's it.
So, oh, Ben was not. That's right. He didn't win the MVP.
It was Antonio Holmes. You had no idea at the time.
He should have won the MVP.
Combined, the Bears are set at the quarterback position.
Yes, they are.
Nick Foles made a Pro Bowl? I don't remember that at all.
The year with the passing offense, Chip Kelly.
Yeah, but Chip Kelly.
Yeah, I know, but he kind of came on late. He had all his touchdowns in one game in that year.
Well, no, that's not true.
He had like nine against the Raiders. Remember that game? That was a faux season for Nick.
Faux season. Tom Waddle, former Bears wide receiver, co-host of Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000 in Chicago. And Tom joins us now. How is morale in Chicago, Tom?
Very low. It sucks. Like, we were on the air, Dan. I think it was 4 o'clock Central Time when the news came. I laughed. I mean, I think it was full belly laugh, and it was one of those kind of nervous, but hey, I expected this effing decision to happen. But yeah, we got it. We had 2 hours of people hot as the day is long that just I can't understand it myself. So I understood why they were upset.
All right, take me back to when Russell's agent through Adam Schefter says, here's the four teams if Seattle happens to trade us. What was that day like in Chicago when you realized you were on the wish list?
Well, my first response was, why? Like, why are we on that list? Like, whatever Russ is upset with in Seattle, there's not enough around him. They don't protect him well enough. Whatever the complaint was, it was like, Russ, that ain't going to get any better here in Chicago. Have you watched Bears football lately? But no, I mean, there was an enormous sugar high for sure. That I don't know if you know this, Dan, But we're kind of in a quarterback drought here in Chicago. It's lasted several decades. But like when Russell Wilson, one of the top five quarterbacks in the league over the last decade, puts you on his wish list, like this city didn't know how to respond. Like I'm a realist in a lot of ways, kind of shaped by my childhood and my inability to run fast or do anything athletic. Mm-hmm. So I kind of had a pretty low expectation level for things. But even I was kind of intrigued and hopeful, thought it was a long shot. But when Russ puts us on his list, I think everyone in this town had the thought that finally our long wanted and needed franchise quarterback was about to be delivered to us.
But is there part of you that wishes that he didn't put Chicago on that list?
To raise expectations and then to be cut off at the knees? Yeah, I think you could make that statement. Look, like I said, my childhood was really kind of affected. When I think it was like 7 or 8 years old, I grew up in Cincinnati, and all I wanted for Christmas one year was an Archie Griffin jersey. I think I got a Super Toe. And Super Toes are cool, but I wanted an Archie Griffin jersey. And honestly, from that point forward, I think I kind of just – I've been a person that set the bar at a very reasonable level. And when Russ puts us on the list, it was like going back to that Christmas morning thinking I'm getting an Archie Griffin jersey and I get a Super Toe. Like, no offense to Andy Dalton. He's had a nice career. He's been to the postseason 5 times. He's had 3 trips to the Super Toe, or Pro Bowl, but that's a Super Toe. So, look, yeah, I think you can make the case that it raised expectation levels to a lofty spot that really, in a lot of ways, you know, we probably, if we looked at it a little closer, weren't reasonable. I don't know, though, kind of if I circle back, like every now and again, it's fun to dream, especially where we've been with the quarterback position. So now I'm going to reverse my answer and say, no, I'm glad he put us on his list.
Would you rather have Mitchell Trubisky or Andy Dalton?
At this point, I'd rather have Andy Dalton. And look, my rationale is that the coach lost complete confidence in the quarterback a while ago. I don't even know if Matt ever had confidence in Mitch. Like, Mitch was drafted in 2017, and we're not going to relitigate what Ryan Pace did wrong there. It's quite obvious. But I thought that Matt never showed that he truly trusted Mitch. I don't think he felt Mitch fit his system. And I think that was on full display, especially at the end of last year. Nick Foles gets hurt. Mitch comes back. They totally tailor the offense to Mitch's strengths. They kind of scaled things back. They cut the field in half. And it's what Matt should have done. I mean, I think Matt deserves some of the criticism for Mitch's lack of consistent performance. But ultimately, he's a professional quarterback. And quite frankly, I just don't think he was good enough. But the moral of the story really for me is that if you watch how plays were called against the Saints in the postseason and the Green Bay Packers in the final game of the season, like we could sit around and talk about how that offense was clicking and scoring 40 against a bad Texans defense or a bad Jags defense. But the truth is when you step up in class and you've modified your offense and you don't trust your quarterback to do anything, you're not going to beat the better team. So like Matt lost faith in Mitch. And once that happens, you got to move on. And I think the Rams are the best example of that. Sean McVay lost faith in Jared Goff as their quarterback. And what did Sean McVay do? He decided, look, we appreciate your participation and the effort, all that you did for us, but this isn't going to work. And he traded for Matthew Stafford. So that to me is kind of the best example that kind of defines my point for this. So, Mitch will be in the league for a decade. Great kid, hard worker, teammates like him, struggles in my mind to play the position from the pocket. And like, I just think Matt couldn't coexist with him any longer. Not because he didn't like him as a kid, but because he didn't trust him.
Are the Bears out of the quarterback market?
I think what I was told by this signing basically was, is they swung and missed with Russ. They tried to complete the Hail Mary. It was incomplete. I think they're going to try to move up in the first round and grab one of these guys. They were in North Dakota looking at Trey Lance. I think they'll try to find a way to get one of these quarterbacks and then kind of reset the clock for both Ryan Pace and Matt running this program here in Chicago. Look, I think Ryan Pace is in his DNA to think big. So does it mean he's still not going to try to make a trade for someone? Probably not. But at this point, like I was an advocate, if you can't get Russ and you can't get Watson, and Watson really was never an option, and Russ I thought was a long shot, my advice to them, had they called me, which they don't, would have been to just do nothing. You've got Andy Dalton on your roster. It's Nick Foles. Like, it's a bridge to nowhere. It's a bridge to mediocrity. It's a bridge to 8-8. So why not save the $10 million and try to fill some holes in other areas and try to fix your team in different ways? Keep your powder dry and keep your draft picks. That's what I would have advised them to do. So I thought it was really an unnecessary decision to sign Andy. But I wouldn't rule out Ryan still going to the plate and trying to swing and hit the ball out.
Keep your head up, okay?
I can't.
Why not?
Listen, this is living in this town. This team's in my blood. Like, you've got your jersey, it's got your face on it. I got a jersey that still, despite what they've done at the quarterback position, mine says Chicago Bears. They're in my heart. They're in my blood, Dan. And when you can't get the quarterback position right over the course of 90 years, it stings.
Could you ever see Jim Harbaugh coaching the Bears if there was a coaching change?
Like, that's a really tough question for me to answer, to be honest with you, because I have such a great feeling in my body for Jim and who he was. Like, there aren't many guys in the league back in the early 90s and late 80s that would have trusted me and thrown the ball to me. And Jim did. And he was such a great competitor on the field. And I loved him as in the way he approached the game. With that said, like, his NFL resume is great. If you go back and look what he did in San Francisco, but like, what have they struggled with in Michigan to find the quarterback? what are we doing here in Chicago? We're trying to find a quarterback. Like,
forget I brought it up, Tom. Like, forget I brought it up. Forget.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah. I mean, like,
it's, my bad.
It makes me feel bad. Like, I mean, keep kicking me, Dan.
My bad. Hey, spring training. White Sox going to be good this year.
Yeah, and actually they're on our station, the ESPN 1000. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So I got that to look forward to.
Yeah. I'd start drinking early on St. Patty's Day.
Oh, Dan, it's the day that ends in a Y. I'm going to have one as soon as we're done.
Thank you, bud. Good to talk to you. Tell Sylvie we said hello.
I will. Thanks, Dan.
That's Tom Waddle. Paulie, if you want to start drinking today, you can start early if you want.
Never had one during the show before.
Yeah, if you want to.
All right.
Yeah. This program brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Vans. They go far beyond, from their customization options, cutting-edge tech, to their five-star sales service and financial support crew. Mercedes-Benz Vans, built, equipped, engineered to be ready for anything. So go the extra mile. Take the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. Did we settle on a poll question, McLevin?
We did not. I was going to ask Paulie something like, is this a good day for Bears fans? But it's so obviously no. So how do you gauge how bad a day it was?
Wait. So you were going to ask, is this a good day?
Normally, when a quarterback signs somewhere, a veteran quarterback, we say, are you happy about the signing?
If you ask Washington football team fans, hey, good day, you got Ryan Fitzpatrick?
At least you get a moderate or no comment. The Bears are 100%, this is the worst day that ever happened to us. I don't think I didn't see anybody in Washington complaining about Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Well, look at what they've had. I mean, Alex Smith coming back at age 36. They had Dwayne Haskins. They somehow find Taylor Heineke.
Right. I mean, Chicago is the same way, but you're right. They had no expectation. It was a stupid expectation of Russ Wilson that killed everything.
I understand that. Here's one thing that, you know, nobody has factored. There's two things that people refuse to factor in with Russell Wilson. First of all, if he goes to a new team, he's going to want to be paid. And he's going to want to be paid probably just under Patrick Mahomes. I'm going to lose draft picks, maybe a player or two, a starter or two, and I'm going to lose, you know, room on my salary cap. Here's the other part that nobody is talking about. Russell Wilson hasn't demanded a trade. Deshaun Watson has. Russell just said, I want action. I want to have input, and I want something to happen. If this doesn't happen, and look, you want to trade me, then these are the four teams. Deshaun Watson is demanding a trade. These are two different scenarios here. Until Russ says, I want to be traded, like, then it starts to heat up a little bit. Russ basically said, look, you guys don't want to let me have input here, you want to trade me, then here are the four teams. But I still want to stay. If he says, look, I don't want to stay, now it's different. And he's going to have to expand, you know, the wish list. But he hasn't demanded a trade yet. And Seattle hasn't done anything in free agency yet. Those are the two things I'm waiting for. Is Seattle going to do something? And if they don't, does Russell Wilson demand a trade? Yes, Eden.
I think people are grossly overreacting to the Bears and Russell Wilson. I think this could actually be a great day for the Bears.
Because they don't have to give up all of this draft capital, pay all this money, and get a Hall of Fame quarterback?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's weird. It's still, you're getting a Hall of Fame quarterback, but he's also at the same time the same quarterback who, in like year 10 of his career, the storyline is still let Russ cook. When will Pete Carroll allow him to throw the ball? You know what I mean? Like, he's 10 years into his career, and his head coach, who's been there the entire time, still won't let him throw. And that's the guy who's going to save the Bears? I mean, I love Russell Wilson. He's awesome. He's great. But let's not act like, yeah, he was going to be the guy that was going to fix everything there.
Seton O'Connor.
Against the grain.
Yes, absolutely. It's like they're letting him cook on an easy bake oven. You know, it's not really a real meal.
I mean, that was just last year, wasn't it? Like, hey, yeah, when are they going to let him throw the ball, huh?
Yeah.
That's 10 years he's been doing this.
First half of the season, let Russ cook. He was cooking. And then all of a sudden, they turned off the burners there. Russ didn't know it. He was still cooking. It just, there was no heat underneath the skillet. Yes, Paul.
If you go back with the Bears, with the Dalton thing, you know, Andy Dalton's made three Pro Bowls. He's been a good above average quarterback in the league, but that was a few years ago. In 2008, the Bears got Jay Cutler of Denver. Cutler was 25 years old. He was coming off his first Pro Bowl season. That was insanity for the Bears. That's what, you know, in apples and oranges to Russell Wilson. When you look at Cutler now, you don't think that. But if you remember, we were on the air that day when the Bears obtained Jay Cutler, and Bears fans were out of their mind. We don't get young, great quarterbacks. Mm. And it didn't really work out.
No. You gave up a lot, too, to get him. All right, we'll take a break. We got our play of the day coming up next year on The Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app. Bam, bam,
bam, bam. Oh, my God.
The play. The play's called play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
Play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Z's two has to skip a pass to Trent Jr. Lillard. Closely defended. Oh. Shakes Bledsoe, fires up the three. Oh, paint it!
Oh, boy.
Courtesy of NBC Sports Northwest, Dame Lillard hit a late-game three-pointer, ended with 50. Blazers came back. They were down 17 in the fourth quarter, beat the Pelicans 125-124. Lillard scored 50 in the game, tying him with LeBron James for second most 50-point games among active players. James Harden has 23. LeBron and Dame have 12. Steph Curry has 8, and Kevin Durant has 6. That's your play of the day, brought to you by Built Bar. 16 grams of protein, low calorie, high protein, low carb, and it tastes great. Better than a candy bar. Go to BuiltBar.com, promo code DP20 for 20% off your first order. We have mock headlines. Andy Dalton going to the Bears to make it even worse for Bears fans. Fritzy has mock headlines. This might make the Dalton signing look good. Okay. Todd, just give me a sample here, and then we'll see if, you know, we'll move it along.
Raggedy Andy, what's he got left?
All right. McLovin is going to take offense to all of these negative Andy Dalton headlines.
Well, if they were funny, I'd take even more offense.
At the expense of alienating my partner back here, Red Rifle may shoot blanks with Bears.
Okay. Oof.
Dalton, uninspiring choice by Chicago.
So that's D-U-L-L.
Dalton.
Andy Dalton.
Windy City QB spot, still rusty situation for the man that got away so far.
How about you? Give me one you think is really good, because I can't do this to Paulie.
Okay. The night Chicago cried, more passer puzzlement.
If you would have sung it, it might have been good.
The night Chicago.
I heard a cry, the night Chicago cried.
All righty.
I was wrong.
Thank you, Todd.
Deep wish.
No, that was it.
I had a good pizza-related one. Let me do that one.
Okay.
Deep wish. Bears fans just want pizza the playoff pie. Pizza the playoff pie. Deep wish.
I'm laughing out of sympathy.
Thanks.
I am. That's a sympathy laugh is what that is.
How about Nagy? Dalton's not the answer, Matt. Nagy.
No, we're good.
That's it?
All done. No more. Thank you, Todd.
All right.
You drive home safely.
Drive home safely.
McLovin, what do you have for me? Did we settle on a poll question here?
You know what? I just took Dalton out of the picture. I just went to the same question we've been asking all offseason. Who's more likely to be on a new team next year? Deshaun Watson, Russell Wilson, both or neither? Because I'm starting to think neither.
Okay. Well, it really depends on what happens, I think, in free agency with Seattle. If Russell Wilson then gets to the point where he says, or his agent says, you know what, let's demand a trade, because they haven't demanded a trade. It feels like Houston is steadfast in not trading Deshaun Watson. We got a lot of time before the draft. Well, not that much time. And then, you know, with OTAs, all of that things could happen here. It's just, I'm surprised if the Texans deep down go, you know what, worst case scenario, we'll trade him. I want to do that now, because once we get to the draft and free agency is done, then it feels like teams will be moving on. I want as many teams involved with Deshaun Watson as possible. If I'm the Texans, Deshaun has a no trade. So he may say, look, I'll go to Denver and I'll go to San Francisco. I'm not going anyplace else. Okay. But if those teams don't have a deal that Houston wants, how badly does Deshaun Watson want out? Like I want to call his bluff. If that's the case, because if you're not going to have him, you got Tyrod Taylor, you're probably going to end up with the number one pick in the draft. You know, maybe there's a quarterback next year that you can look at. Yeah, Paul.
Why don't we just settle this? I'm sure someone's brought it up. Why don't you, Seattle, just call the Texans and say, we'll give you DK Metcalf and Russell Wilson for Deshaun Watson. Everybody wins. You get a 32-year-old quarterback who's awesome and a young wide receiver. We get Deshaun Watson, who's much younger. We all move on with our lives. Everyone gets a change of pace, change of place. I know Russell Wilson wouldn't take Houston, but it's too bad you couldn't do something like that and just end it.
Yeah, if it only it worked that way.
Well, like video games. So you don't take the player's opinion.
Well, it's like I remember going to the Super Bowl, and I would be on see two guys on a street corner. One guy needed tickets, and one guy was selling tickets. And I would always say, hey, why don't you guys turn around? But, you know, one guy, you know, one guy wanted tickets. And he was going to scalp him. The other guy had tickets, and he was going to scalp him. And I would just go, hey, just turn around. You're right there. You could get, you know, both accomplished here.
Hey, you need a ticket? Yeah, look at that guy.
Right there. He's got tickets.
Selling it right there.
Yeah. Oh, you don't want to buy the scalp ticket. Oh, okay, I get it. Yes, McLovin.
Both have no trades, and I assume both would want to exercise. Like, Deshaun doesn't want to go to Seattle if Russell wants out, and Russell doesn't want to go to Houston if Deshaun wants out. They're like two magnets who are pushing each other away. Right, I don't think Russell can't go to Houston, right?
No.
So that no trade screws up all our plans.
Russell Wilson is looking at big picture, where am I going to be? Where am I going to land when my career is over in 10 years? Am I there with Rodgers, Roethlisberger? Am I there with Breeze? Am I there with Peyton Manning? Like, he's thinking that way. This is about legacy.
You mean legacy, not the city. Like, because Miami's where you want to be in 10 years to retire. Everyone retires there.
I don't want to go there. I'm going to stay right here next to you guys for as long as I can. Rick Pitino will join us coming up. Juwan Howard, the Michigan Wolverines, will stop by as well. Happy St. Paddy's Day. One more item as we close out the first hour. It's Built Bar. I don't know how many flavors they have. 16, 17, 18, could be up to 20 now. And speaking of 20, DP20 is the promo code at BuiltBar.com. 20% off your first order. You're not going to believe how great they taste. And every bite, you have to remind yourself, this is a protein bar. High protein, low sugar, low calorie. You're going to love it. Now, they have all kinds of flavors there. There's salted caramel, mint brownie, cookies and cream, coconut. But best of all, it's a protein bar. Now, I advise you, when you do order and you get your box delivered to you, maybe put it under lock and key. Because once word gets out that you have it and it's a protein bar and it tastes like that, it doesn't stay around long. Trust me, I've learned the hard way. BuiltBar.com, promo code DP20 to get 20% off. That's BuiltBar.com. Enter the promo code DP20.